What up, y'all? It is that time. We're doing all things wow. We're talking about the Tonga twins, sugar and spice, and everything nice coming up next.
Hey, y'all, it's Kona.
And I'm Chaos. And you're watching,
Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. What up, y'all? TK Trinidad here. It's been a minute, but we got together back fresh from WrestleMania. Still recovering. My suitcase is still packed, y'all, but not alone. Christina's in the building. How are you doing?
I'm here. I'm surviving. I've been sick. It's a big time for wrestling fans right now, so it's just been a lot going on. Long time no see here with the wow. But I'm excited.
I am excited too. So let's get into it. Also, by the way, we just dropped the interview with Genesis that dropped a couple days ago. And then we're actually having an interview with Tiki. Super dope interview as well. That's going to be dropping in a few days. So keep on the lookout for that. So all things wow. And some surprises. This is actually, if you remember when I was talking about when I went to the live taping, there was things I didn't want to like say.
Yes.
And now we're going to see.
It's making sense.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot more surprises. Sorry if y'all see me like looking to the side because my dog, she might have to go to doggy jail. Literally the cage I has bars as if it's jail. So anywho, let's get into that what did you think of the whole episode thus far? Injured or Insidious?
Yes, the whole whole episode itself had some surprises. We had some debuts. We had some, I got some really good matches from people that I was already impressed with, but then they really just took it up a notch for me, which we'll get into. So it was really exciting overall. And then some little interesting slaps around the world towards the end of the episode, which we'll get into.
This is true. So we're going to go into, before we get to match one, we have Abilene Maverick.
I know. Right? Hobbling out.
Wait, I mean,
she has an eye patch on. She's like, there's like things injured that like weren't injured. There's like an eye patch. There's like things. It was crazy.
It was crazy. So she's coming out, and I think the whole game plan was I don't know if the game plan is for her to just be injured for like 2 years, so she has the title. So I guess she's not a fighting champ. I don't know if that's the game plan or I don't.
Can you
know.
Do that? Because Beast gave it up because she was injured,
but she chose to give it up.
Oh, she chose it. Oh, okay. I guess you can just like,
I mean, I don't injured? Know. It seems like Aveline's not trying to give it up, so I guess that maybe that's what it is. But David called foul ball on it, and he said that he's gonna be scheduling a match with the Beast. But Aveline's like, nah, I got somebody else in mind, and like, how does she get to choose?
You don't get to choose.
Like she picks her match, but that's what we're doing. But I don't know. We're gonna see next week if that's she picks the match or Dave or the her and the Beast are gonna actually have a match. And how she's gonna like get out of the shenanigans for that. So
I mean, hey. Beast came out and let her know what's going on. So
yeah.
Do you want to show the people the dog? People seen the dog yet?
She's being bad right now.
Okay, she doesn't deserve the highlight.
So with that being said, after that happened, we go into match number one, which is Lana Del Rey, accompanied by Gambino, and she goes up against Princess Ozzy. So what did you think of this match?
Yeah, I mean the of course, fan favorite, Princess Aussie. I was excited to see her. I always like watching her. She's really fun to watch. Reina Del Rey, an amazing powerhouse. So this was a really good match. There was parts where I was not sure which way this was going to go. I was like, because they're both really strong. They're both really entertaining. So I'm like, I'm actually be happy either way. But a highlight, I forgot what it was called. Highlight of the match for me was when Reyna Del Rey put Princess Aussie kind of like over her shoulder totally and then like rammed her down into the corner, which highlight for me, not highlight for Princess Aussie. But that was pretty cool and pretty powerful to watch. What do you think?
It seems like when in doubt, if the person's bigger than you, choke them out. I don't know.
Right. That was a lot of choking involved.
I'm like, when in doubt, just, you know, if you can get an a rear naked choke, that's like the best bet. Because somebody down to size. I ironically did that to somebody on the radio for fun. And what happens is when you get the person in, they're supposed to tap. And he just wasn't tapping. And I'm like, I don't want to kill this person on.
So you held it?
I held it, but I'm like, because he said, it was another radio host. And he said that, like, he knew, right? So I'm like, are you going to tap? Like, I don't want to kill somebody on, like, national radio. So I just ended up letting him go because it's just like, what are we doing right now? But it is quite fun to, like, have somebody.
It's fun to choke someone out.
It is kind of.
We learned about TK these past months. It's fun to choke people out. She'll poison you if she has to.
I mean, you have to try it. It's like, it's when you learn those,
you
like,
have to try it.
Yeah, like it's at the one. As a woman, you should kind of know these things because
this is,
you know,
true. This is true.
In the world. So it's nice to, like, you almost feel kind of empowered. So when you learn something like that, then you want to kind of check, you want to try to do it on everybody because you want to remember your skills. So, you know,
I kind of want to try it.
Yeah. It's kind of like adults. Once you learn it, then you should be good.
Well, who do I do it on? Any, like, I don't know. Just volunteers?
Yeah.
Volunteers?
Why not? So yeah, it was a really great match. I'm still kind of low-key bothered that Princess Aussie didn't have the belt as long. I wanted her to have it longer.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still kind of bummed about that, but I feel like she's making her way to the top. However, Reyna Del Rey, I feel like she wants to be in contention for that belt as well. Why she said last week that, you know, she's going to essentially, I think the game plan is to go through the locker room. Which is weird because Adriana Gambino, like, has like a winning streak. I think she might have one loss so far.
Right, she wins all her matches.
She does. So that's kind of an interesting pairing. But yeah, it's. We'll see what happens. I think I was with you. I was kind of torn because I feel like Reyna hasn't gotten the love, like, because she's been in the game for a long time. I feel like she hasn't been getting the love. So now, you know, being in the contention with somebody like Princess Aussie, it's like, all right, cool. But then it's like, I feel like Princess Aussie didn't get treated fairly, you know, with the fatal. So like she didn't officially lose the belt. She kind of lost it to Aveline, like Maverick's kind of shenanigans. So
that's true.
That was kind of, you know, I didn't know which way to play. However, with that being said, my long answer, Reyna Del Rey did get the W.
Reyna with the dub.
Spinning neck breaker, which is pretty beautiful.
Spinning, that's pretty beautiful, I must say. I kind of want to try that.
I mean, I feel like you need to start with something, you know, like with 2 feet planted on the ground first. But, you know, we'll see. Oh, Lion 2012. So funny. Peace from Toronto. Nice stream. I watched WoW up here. Also met Holodad, Chantilly, the Mother Truckers, and others. Well, with that being said, and we'll get to it, but I'm from Toronto too. Absolutely love it. So one, why are you up so late? Like, you know.
What time is it there?
It is 11:17.
Okay, 3 hours ahead?
Yeah, 3 hours ahead. So okay. It's just above New York. So shout out to Toronto, to my Toronto person. Thanks for tuning in. But that brings us to our second match, which was the Brat Pack and the Mighty Mites. So what do you think about this match?
You know, starting us off, which not even part of the match, BK Rhythm with her rhymes.
Right.
They're growing on me. At first, I was like, I don't know, but they're definitely growing on me. But this one was one of the ones where I was referring to the Mighty Mites. I was impressed again. I was like, not that I wasn't, like, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get. Mighty Mites, mm-hmm. I was the whole brand, the gimmick isn't for me personally as strong, so I'm like, what are we gonna get with the Mighty Mites? Mm-hmm. But they're really, really, I love their technical skills, their energy, they're really good. So with Gigi Gianni and Lil J Boogie, I like them. I feel like with Gigi Gianni and J Boogie, they're more like, they have good chemistry, but there's more, mm-hmm. like, it's like more chemistry, but like antic wise versus like Mighty Mites. They have good chemistry and it's like technical,
right,
wrestling stuff. What do you think?
The Mighty Mites gave me very kind of lucha.
La Luchador, yeah. A lot of
technical. Yeah. Very, like, it was kind of like they were in sync. So David said that they've traveled together. They're not new to each other because, you know, sometimes not necessarily.
Wild, you just put people together. Yeah.
Yeah, you just put people together. So it's very clear that this is not very new. This partnership is not very new. And I believe they've been around since last year. We just hadn't seen a lot of them. So this is them in the WoW universe isn't very new. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they gave me very much like lucha vibes. And contrary to Princess Ozzy, who did the choking method, mm-hmm. Mighty Mites did more of a, like, we're going to use our speed to just make you tired.
You know who they remind me of? This tag team, now that when you said lucha vibes, they remind me how fun it was to watch the Lucha Dragons.
Mm, yeah.
I was like, they were some of my favorite tag teams to watch, because I'm like, they're just so quick. They're zipping around.
The flippies, some people call it.
Flippies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was a good match. David also made reference to J Boogie possibly being under bad influence. He didn't say bad, mm-hmm. but kind of hinted at that. Because, you know, there was some shenanigans when J Boogie was in the ring that BK and Gigi, mm-hmm. did, mm-hmm. I believe it was Sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
So, you know, there's some antics that's happening. But I really did like this match. This was a good match as well. You know, fun fact for those who are just kind of looking at the pictures and they don't necessarily, first off, take in the show. You have to definitely watch WoW. But mm-hmm. If you kind of, I know people who watch stuff without the volume. David actually gives some really good cues. So he said Spice is the one who was in the red. And that was actually a really, really good cue, because then it's like, okay, cool. Because I think Sugar, we actually had her on the show years ago before she was part of WoW. And I believe she's Candy Girl. That's her like TV name. So shout out to the both of them for that. So yeah, I wanted them to get the W, which they ended up doing.
Which they did.
Mm-hmm. They took down J Boogie. I think for all the shenanigans that BK Rhythm and Gigi were doing, it just didn't quite pan out for them. So mm-hmm. Mighty Mites took on, got the W. Where do you think they're going to, like, do you see them being in the championship tag team title?
I do eventually. I don't know about like right now, but they're really fun to watch, and I do see them getting in that direction. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's just so much like competition for it, though. Mm-hmm. Like with Island Dynasty, and then I would say, Tonga Twins and the Las Banditas, and then Carlson Twins are still over here. Mother Truckers are over here. There's like still a lot of strong, strong teams going for it, but I see them really excelling. I would say maybe not in the next couple months, but like several months, if that makes sense.
It's going to be interesting because like I now that some of the stuff that I saw when I was at the live show is actually happening. Mm. I'm kind of trying to like, because you know, there are so many matches. Cause I think they did like 40 something matches in four
That's
days.
Amazing.
Like, Yeah, they did 4 or 5 Jesus. Days. Don't put me on the time, but it was a lot. It was a lot of matches that they squeezed in a certain period of time. So I'm trying to remember all the little nuances that I saw. So I think we're now getting into the stuff that I saw in, I believe it was in December.
Yeah,
it's, I do see them in the title picture, but I almost feel like the Tonga Twins, honestly, which is good for them, bad for the WoW universe. But I believe either both of them or Chaos was in WrestleMania at Wale Mania, and they were in Philly. And they actually made reference to when Mercedes got jumped. So this is like a crossover of, you know, the wrestling universe.
I love a good crossover.
I know. When Mercedes got jumped at AEW, they said on, you know, Twitter, like, you need backup. So, you know, hey, we'll see. MBD 999 saying the real TK would have never shown the backstage. You're kind of right. We'll talk about that on Friday a little bit. I think we're gonna see a lot of changes. I think the great thing about WoW, because it's on such a big platform right now, is that it's almost becoming like almost a women's feeder school, because now they're getting as wrestlers, you know, taking it out of the television aspect, as wrestlers, they're getting used to the multi-camera and playing up. It's not necessarily it's a live audience. It's not live to tape, obviously, but you know, that's a bigger experience than an indie show.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, there's that difference. So I think we're going to see a lot of, especially where everything else is, we're going to see just a lot of movement, which is a good
thing. Wow, people on the big screen, on the more screens.
More screens. This is true. So before we get into our third match, we had the Miami Sweet Heat and Lana up to no good in the locker room.
Shenan after shenan.
Breaking into locker room, which I feel like might be like illegal.
Hell
no. So there's that. So we'll see what happens with that. They break into the locker to retrieve a bag, and then they leave. And that brings us into match number 3, Miami Sweet Heat against a very new team. And this is a team that I saw in December, which I was really excited about because I'm very familiar with Tootie Lynn. I saw her in St. Louis, I think like 2 years ago. And I was like, oh my God, she's amazing. So I was so happy to see her at WoW. And it was, you know, there's some other stuff that I can't really talk about. But the Dojo Defenders.
I kept messing that up. Dojo Defenders.
Kara and Tara. Gonna be a little confusing.
I'm not gonna lie.
But we'll get it, because that's just, you know, you say it enough times, you'll get it. So what did you think of this match?
I was really impressed by the Dojo Defenders. I wasn't sure at first, but I was like, I really like their the pairing. I like the costume. So I was like, okay, let me see. They talked about the kickboxing background. So I know is it Keita Rush? Who else has a kick? No, who has a kickboxing?
Yeah, Keita Rush. Keita Rush has, she has a whole, she has
MMA.
Keita Rush has kickboxing, MMA. Yeah, she has, there's quite a few.
Candy Crush with the boxing. I like when people have like background in like other fighting sports. That's really cool to me.
Yeah.
So I was really fun to watch. I think they brought a lot of good energy. I really liked their chemistry together. I'm not gonna lie, putting them up against the Carlson Twins for as their debut match, I was like, there's ain't no way. But good match. It was a good match. I still enjoyed it. Although I was like, against the Carlson Twins as your friend, I was just like, Jesus, what did you think?
It would have been better almost to have them against, first I was going to say the Tonga Twins, because that would have been even worse. The Mighty Mites, that's what I was saying. But then it would be like too fast, which would be interesting. Like two fast teams against each other.
Like two Lucha Dragons, like where are we? Like just everyone
coming out. But maybe it's a setup. I mean, we saw prior to Crush's, I guess you would say she made a heel turn. Prior to Crush's heel turn, she was just, you know, decimating all the newbies. So maybe that's what Miami Sweet Heat is going to be doing to, you know, for some tag teams.
True, because I was like, the Carlson Twins. Just because, I mean, for my reasoning was like, they're just so, they're like powerhouses. They're like, they were champions, and I'm just like, for the first, for your debut, that's the kind
and
of like
shenanigans.
A,
they don't play
and
fair.
Shenanigans, and I'm like, that's mm-hmm. kind of like a big team to go up against for your debut. I mean, they didn't disappoint. It was a good match, but I kind of felt like it was gonna go towards the Carlson Twins, mm-hmm. which it did. Mm-hmm. With one of my favorite finishers, the Fab Jab,
I know, and they really kept Kara in the corner for an extended
like a while.
That was the game plan, obviously, but mm-hmm, you know, we mm-hmm. we saw Tara, but not as much as Kara. We saw Kara would like is I can't even say she carried 75% of the match. It was just more they kept her away from her tag team partner for like 75% of the match, which is good on them. But yeah, it is an interesting matchup. Again, who do we like? Some weeks it's David making the matches, and then sometimes it's you know, somebody else making the matches.
I don't know who
do we blame?
What I do like about David's like commentaries, you'll like learn little extra tidbits. I like knowing about like people's background outside of wrestling, whether that be sports or like what they do. I think last week or within the last like 2 weeks, right. David said that one of the Carlson twins, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I don't know if it was which one, but their background is in, I think he said occupational therapy.
I think they both are in it, though.
Are they both in occupational?
I think so,
I think that is so interesting and just so amazing when they come from like a whole different kind of world and then right. are stepping into wrestling. I think that's really cool.
And I also believe that one of them is actually engaged to Nigel, David's co-host.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Lindsay?
I believe so. Don't quote me on which one, but it's one of them.
One of them, but yeah.
Yeah, one of them. So yeah, I mean, I guess congratulations, I guess.
Congrats.
Congrats to the Carlson Twins. Also referencing back to Lion 2012, Kara, she's actually from Toronto as well. So, you know, I always love a good Canadian person crossing over, making it to America, because y'all, a lot of people just think... walk over and say, hey, I'm here, I'm from Canada. It's not
that's
that
what easy. You did, TK.
No, yeah, I wish. Not that easy.
He's moseyed on over.
Just trust and believe. But congratulations to the Carlson Twins. Then after that was said and done, they decide to show us the bag. Lana comes up, decides to show us what's in the bag. It happens to be the Mother Truckers gear.
Did and they mean to get the gear?
I'm
unclear if they meant to or not.
Right. It seemed like it seemed almost like a pivot, because they might have tried to get
the belts,
but they got the gear, and then Lana kind of played it off like, hey, you know, this is what you want your champions dressing like, which is kind of interesting, because if you look at all like the sports teams and stuff like that, or also forget sports, you can do Love in WWE, where you have Montez, who dresses up like to the nine,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, like everywhere to go to the
right.
post office.
And partner is like, hey, sweats all day. So Dawkins.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like one of those things where, you know, it's a preference thing, but do you want your champions, you know, looking like champions?
I want them to match. So like, I just want them to match. So like, if Montez is going to do the most and then Dawkins isn't, either you're both in sweats or you're both dressed up, and well, they need to match. It throws me off.
Well, definitely go and check out Love and WWE. This is like mm-hmm. a plug. That,
oh, it's my favorite. Show. I love that show.
Definitely check out Love and WWE, where they actually go shopping. And they actually might be doing a post show on it in a couple of weeks. So definitely on the lookout for that. But like we said, the Carlson Twins, Miami Sweet Heat, they started putting on the Mother Truckers clothing.
Not Dawkins holding on.
they started putting on the Mother Truckers clothing, and the Mother Truckers come out, get them out of the ring, and then essentially called them dodos because.
Ooh, you know what they could have done? Okay, here is what I'm thinking. Okay. If they would have stolen the belts, pretend that's right. what their goal was. They stole the belts, and then right. they change up the belts to make them match like their outfits, sort of like to bedazzle it up to.
How would they have time to do all that?
Look, they corner people in the bathroom. They do a lot of things on this show. I don't know.
It is magically within a 5-minute spot, just bedazzled.
What or something? Because I'm thinking like how like NWO would like spray paint the on right. the belt, like
or Trinity. She had the spinning thing with the glow.
Like something that you can do really quick to be like, oh, these are really our belts. Look, we pinkified it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like pink spray paint. Carlson twins C T. I don't know why those two letters.
I mean, I think that also might be illegal too, though, because now it's damage of personal property.
Look, I don't know all the legalities.
I mean, you're saying, oh, we learned so much about TK. She likes to chokehold people, but now you're encouraging people to break the law.
I'm like safely. I'm more like blue collar crime, like cyber crime, not like physical.
So you're encouraging people to do blue collar.
You get someone else to do it for you. You don't have to do it. You can have someone to do it for you. Gotcha. No one's getting hurt. There's gotcha. Not. This is victimless. This is a victimless. I'm for victimless crimes.
All right. Well, there it is, y'all. Victimless crime.
So no one's getting hurt.
So the mother truckers come out. And they kick the Carlson twins out. Do you think that this is the end for them?
End of for Dojo?
No. Carlson Twins and the Mother Truckers.
Oh, sorry. See, I got distracted. Not nearly the end. I want some more theft. I want more victimless crimes. I'm looking for more victimless crimes.
Next scene you're gonna see in like the next 18 weeks, whenever we have another live taping, you're gonna see Christina in the background doing victimless crimes.
I don't want anyone to get hurt. I want everyone to be safe, but I want like graffiti, I want vandalism, just like no bleeding, no choking, no poisoning, TK.
Victimless crimes. There you have it. Christina is encouraging victimless crimes on the mother truckers part point, but we'll see. Yeah, I actually do want to see. It's kind of hard because the Miami Sweet Heat, they do so many shenanigans that it's kind of like, do you want to see another match? Because
it's like their thing. I'm like,
right.
It was like R-Truth. Like, what else is he gonna do? I don't even care if he wrestles. I don't care. I would just want to see what he does. But then when he wrestles, you're like, wow. But like before that, you're like, I don't even care.
MDB 999 saying hashtag.
Victimless crimes. Christina is for the victimless crimes. TK is for all victims. I don't know. All victims?
I guess
all victims. I mean,
I'm not saying the crimes.
Victimful.
I'm just saying if you're gonna do a chokehold, you should learn how to do chokeholds.
And if you're gonna steal, you might as well bedazzle it.
There you go. That brings us to our very last match. I was super excited, especially coming off of WrestleMania weekend, for the name edition.
Yes.
Super, super excited. Island Dynasty, and I actually got to ask Tiki about this and versus the L Clan. Sophia's having some problems with her clients. So I think we might
see
down the next couple of weeks. James, all victims,
matter. That's nuts.
All right.
You heard it here first.
You do. So what did you think about this match?
It was a really good match. I'm still mourning our fallen soldier from Las Banditas. I like Angel Rose. I do like her. I just Where'd she go?
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. And I
Vivian
hope
Vivian Rivera.
Yeah, there's
where are you at?
There's two things that could be happening, and I hope it's the latter. I feel like because WoW is on I want to say national, I guess technically international,
national.
In Canada, international. That, you know, these wrestlers are getting more opportunities. And, you know, we have seen quite a few wrestlers cross over to other things or they leave. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, you have Nikita Lyons, Thunder Rosa was on WoW, Willow Nightingale was on WoW, Kira Hogan was on WoW. All Kira and Willow
That's
were on.
That's true. I forgot Kira Hogan was on.
Yeah, for a brief stint. But, and obviously, they Willow and Kira are not necessarily the best example because they had a career right way before they started WoW. But I feel like we're getting to a point where things are going to start moving and you'll be like, hey, what happened to this person? And they're going to pop up somewhere else, which is a good thing because all jobs matter.
All jobs matter. I'm for getting your wrestling bag. Go do what you need to do. I am pro job. I'm pro job. So I hope Vivian Rivera is at another job that she likes. But sad for me, sad for the fan, because I was like, where's she at? But I like Angel Rose. I like El Clan Latino, Island Dynasty. I didn't know how this was gonna go. Again, either way, I was like, ooh, we have Las Banditas and we have Tonga Twins. But you know how I feel about the Tonga Twins. So even though El Clan Latino, where'd it go? I was reading. I can't read that fast.
So James saying I didn't realize all of them were on WoW, and here I was wondering if anyone went over to WWE. Yes. Well, James, we actually got an interview with
James.
We have an interview with Nikita Lyons before she even when she was at WoW, before she even signed to WWE. So it was pretty cool. And now that I think about it, I mean, Bosa, if you do watch this later on, you might want to double check. Now I think about it, it's like one of the few interviews that she has done before she crossed over. So, you know, go and check out that interview. We'll probably post it again.
My island girls, my island dynasty.
Island dynasty. I love it.
I love it. And it was hard because, you know, my Oakland Latino, my Latinos, it was a hard, this was a good match. I was like, I'll be happy either way. But I know how you feel about the Tonga Twins. You know how I feel about the Tonga Twins. That's who I was kind of going for. There was a lot of nods to Rikishi and Umaga in their moves, which I really liked. A couple of Tongan drops, which I enjoyed. But like we said before, there was some turmoil on the Latino side. There was some turmoil, especially towards the end. I was hearing Sophia Lopez with David on the side talking about her new star. I think she was referring to Angel Rose. Yeah, my new star. They're saying, oh, you're really good recruiting people. I was like, I wonder if that means there's more recruitments coming.
I mean, slap to the face. I think there might be. How do you come back from that?
Well, they're gonna. That leads me to my next. So, Island Dynasty for the W. But before we got off screen, Sylvia Sanchez. How did this happen? What came about? But Sylvia Sanchez slaps the taste out of Sophia Lopez, the world's greatest attorney. I hope she can still, you know, represent her clients after that slap, because that was pretty hard. I'm not sure.
The slap heard around the world.
It was nuts.
James saying, I saw the twins at Wally Mania. I have to think they moved over at some point. Yeah, I definitely think so.
For sure.
And also you're at Wally Mania. Pretty cool. Probably like past like the WrestleMania to me is the equivalent to, for people who are fortunate enough to have participated in Carnival, meaning that Carnival in certain places is essentially like WrestleMania. You just don't sleep and you party, but instead of partying you just see like matches
with like your eyes just open and
It was like Ring of Honor. We were there until like midnight, and then they wanted us to do a scrum. And it's just like, but tomorrow I have to be up at, and I still have to edit and I still have to do the. It's just kind of like I
you
pretty much
stop.
Yeah, I had to sleep. I slept on the plane. That was, you know, that was it was a wrap. So there is that, but definitely recommend if you are a wrestling fan. And it doesn't necessarily have to be you have to buy the you know mortgage tickets for WrestleMania, but everything around WrestleMania is pretty cool. And there were quite a few WoW superstars. So I actually spotted quite a few WoW superstars, superheroes, excuse me, at ROH.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, you know, they're just all over the place, and that's a good thing.
Beautiful sight.
It is a beautiful sight, and I definitely agree with you. I was torn. Actually, no, I'm lying.
You were not torn.
Yeah, you're right.
I was torn. You were not torn. I know you were going for a Tonga Twins.
I mean, there's just something, especially
there's something about them.
Yeah, the Samoan dynasty, and when they came out, the Island dynasty. I'm like, oh. I actually asked Tiki about that. That interview is going to be dropping. Where are we? This is the 12th. So that interview will be dropping in like about a week or so. So I asked her about that and how that came about. Because if you guys are familiar, Tiki and the Tonga Twins were together at one point. And they never separated. But, you know, they were kind of shutting her off, like giving her little sister vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they're back together in full force. And imagine this. Let's put this in the universe. Because they have the Trios Championship, then you have the Tag Team Championship, and then you have the competitors. So imagine the Island Dynasty, the Trios Championship, the Tonga Twins get the Tag Team Championships, and Tiki gets the singles title, World's Championship. Could you imagine that? I mean,
that would just be like the Island universe at that point.
Yeah, this stuff just writes itself. I'm just saying, you know, wow, David, you can take that idea for free. It's all right. But in general, yeah, this is a really, really great show. If you couldn't tell by both of us, the Tonga Twins did end up winning. And where do you think that's going to lead them now? Like, do you think they're going to be in the tag team picture, or do you think they're on their way out? Like James was saying,
That's a tough one. Like, I want to see them to have another reign, but I would actually be really interested to see them, to see how they do in a different promotion. I think they'll be really interesting.
It would be interesting, but then, I mean, technically you already have another set of twins.
Oh, the Carlson twins?
The Carlson twins.
I love me a twin.
I do too.
Wrestling twins.
I definitely would love to see them in other promotions. I think with anybody, if you follow somebody from the indie scenes, or even if you follow them from one promotion to the other, wherever they go, you want them to win. So it's just kind of like, if you sign them somewhere, anywhere, it's just like, you want to be able to see them. That's kind of the whole thing. And then you guys can't kind of get upset because you're like, you're not using them. They could have been doing stuff at WoW. But you know,
true.
I would definitely like to see, there's so many possibilities, and you know, kind of crossing over the WWE, crossing into the WWE universe. There's so many things with the bloodline.
That writes itself.
Yeah. So, you know, you add a female version to that with Naomi, y'all can take that. You know, I know people have been saying other things, but with Naomi, that would be amazing. But
or like a Jimmy versus Jay versus Chaos versus Kona situation. I dream about that.
It is. So that we come to the end of our episode. And they actually dropped I didn't even get to watch it just yet. They dropped the new episodes will be dropping on Saturday, every Saturday. So make sure you check out your local listing. They dropped the trailer for it, so check that out.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that.
WoW social media. Lion 2012. He also said that they're in the television industry in Toronto. So you might actually know my cousin. I have quite a few family members in the industry there. We can chat offline. They're asking, and Beast are awesome. Yeah, but that match would also be awesome too. I would like to see that.
Can you imagine? Wow.
Is there
that would be a good match.
The Beast. That's the question.
You said what?
Is there anybody that can actually take out the Beast, like, legitimately?
No. There is not. Beast, if you can hear my voice. No beef with the Beast. There is no one that can take out the Beast. And if you want to see an interview, me and TK did one a couple weeks ago with the one and only the Beast. I practically curtsied through the screen. I was like, Miss Beast. I was like...
It was quite hilarious. But with that being said, it's time for us to skedaddle. Sure to check out our Wow Post shows, and also debuting tomorrow morning for my ROH fans. We are going to have an ROH post show debuting tomorrow morning. So be on the lookout for that. It's already on our YouTube page, meaning that you just have to click the subscribe part, click, I think, reminder, and then it'll tell you via email.
Subscribe to all the notifications, and it tells you right there
right
we're on.
There it is. So that's going to be debuting tomorrow, and every Friday morning we're going to be having our ROH post show. But with that being said, Christina, where can everybody find you?
Everyone can find me here on doing the Wow post show, usually on Sundays, sometimes during the week, you know, things happen. But you can find me on IG at CHRZate, on Twitter /X/BirdApp at CH_RZate, and an appearance from time to time on WWT Live, just, you know, when things
align,
and the world matches up.
Thank you guys so much. You can follow me on everything everywhere at TK Trinidad. Make sure you check out Women's Wrestling Talk everywhere. We are going to be at NWA in Florida, so be sure to check out our social media posts for all of that as well. TNA and AEW next weekend. There's so
Comic Con.
Is it the San? Oh no, that's the one in Ontario.
Yeah, May.
Yeah, that. Wait, when's that one? Well, we need to talk because there might be an issue.
We'll talk.
Okay. one of us will be there.
Someone will be there.
We're going to be everywhere, just like how we were almost everywhere for WrestleMania. But make sure you check us out on everything, everywhere, with all of that. And just an ode to our former WOW superhero, a little goodbye from Willow. And we'll see you next time, guys. Thank you for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao.
Howdy, folks. This is Willow Nightingale, and you are watching Women's Wrestling Talk. I would love
to wrestle with... Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.